helping to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities for June 10th, 2011. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. Career Camp Santa Clarita Valley is just over a month away. It's happening July 16th at College of the Canyons in Santa Clarita, California. If you're not in the Southern California area and like to host your own career camp, please visit careercampinternational.com and let's get something started. Today's show. Networking means conversations, not collecting business cards. I've often said that I have some of my best ideas when I'm talking with others. This seemed to be in effect this week when I was involved in the online Twitter chat, Career Chat. As part of the conversation about networking, I said, "Sometimes we overthink networking too. Engaging with people is simply, or should be, part of your life." For whatever reason, this message resonated with many people in the chat and beyond. I was retweeted many times, and it got me to thinking about not only networking, but the host of other tasks we overcomplicate in our lives. The fact is, we often make simple things complicated in our lives. During my college career, I was required to take a course, several actually, in interpersonal communications. In other words, talking to one another. It sought to apply psychological science to the very human act of conversation. We even had these exercises called dyadic encounters, where we had to converse with a student partner and notice all sorts of things about the conversation beyond what was actually discussed. Now sure, there are some benefits to studying things scientifically, but we can easily take this to ludicrous extremes. We can spend so much time analyzing something that we begin to ignore the very reason why we're doing it in the first place. This is certainly true with networking. I see people worry so much about connecting with X number of people, or even worse, X number of the right people, that they ignore, if not offend, those around them. For them, networking quickly becomes a game of numbers rather than a process of growth. Networking and other career-building efforts should be an integral part of your life, not something you strap onto the side. Instead of worrying about numbers or specific people, learn to engage others, all others, in conversation. If you can do this with any regularity, you'll find that the quantity and the quality of the people you meet will take care of itself. This doesn't mean you don't have goals of people you'd like to meet and network with, only that this isn't the driving force behind your networking. We've all met people who are consumed with networking as a task. They dash from group to group, interrupt the conversation to hand out their business cards, and then dart away to the next group. How do you feel when someone does this? I know that I barely remember these people beyond the fact that they annoyed me in some way. When people network in this way, they're showing what they truly believe. This is all about me. Rather selfish of them, if you think about it. In many ways, they're ensuring that their networking efforts will fail. For me, without conversation, there is no networking. There is no benefit. So, if you're headed to a networking event, or better, an event where you'll find networking opportunities, what should you do? First, walk in, pick up a beverage, and join in the first conversation you meet. Listen first to gain the tone and topic of the conversation. Introduce yourself by name, not some 30-second elevator speech, and simply converse. If this group of people isn't discussing topics of interest to you, excuse yourself politely and join another conversation. Work your way around the room in this fashion. If you find one particular conversation that deeply interests you, don't be afraid to stay there. Your deeper conversation with these people will far outweigh lighter conversations with many others. You're looking for those connections, those relationships that most interest you, not some fixed number of people. If you want to know if you're networking in a way that I find most useful, check your own attitude. Are you enjoying yourself? Are you having interesting conversations? Are you meeting interesting people? This is how I know I've had a successful event. On the other hand, if you're worried because you didn't hand out enough business cards, or get enough business cards, there might be a problem. Did you leave the event early because you handed out all your cards? Are you unable to remember people's names or anything you talked about during the evening? This is a clear sign of hit and run networking, and you might want to adjust your methods. Anything in life can be overcomplicated if we let it. We constantly need to be evaluating how we're engaging with the world around us and not let the method of an activity subsume the value of the activity. Think beyond hard numbers, like business cards and resumes, and start thinking more about engaging with those around you. I think you'll find that conversations are far more interesting and far more beneficial. This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. Find more information at douglasewelch.com/career. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career. Send questions and comments to career@welchwright.com or post them as comments on the website or add them to our Facebook fan page. You can also call our reader listener line at 818-804-5049. If you're listening directly from the website, why not subscribe? It's free and you'll receive each new show automatically. Look for the subscribe button in the upper right-hand corner of the webpage. If you enjoy Career Opportunities, there are many ways to show your support, and all are appreciated. These include a tip in our online tip jar, a review in the iTunes podcast directory, sharing links via Facebook or Twitter, and more. You'll find links for all of these on the website.